bringing you all things cotton production and pest management. This is the Talking Cotton Podcast with the University of Georgia Cotton Team. Let's get into the whys of putting on, throwing off, and cutting out. All right, so this is the first episode, trailer episode, I guess, of the Talking Cotton Podcast with the Cotton Team.
Yep.
Just a couple of us here today. Myself, this is Dr. Campan, UGA cotton agronomist. We've got Dr. Philip Roberts with us over there. Dr. Roberts, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, today. He had an eventful morning. And then across the table from us, we've got some folks that are keeping us in line, Miss Sarah Hobby and Miss Maggie Yates. How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Great.
I'm well.
Great. Y'all excited about this?
Yes. I'm very excited.
Good, good. They're going to keep us in line, kind of help us generate topics, keep us on track. And then Maggie's our sound expert. She's going to try to make us sound good.
We're going to look back on this on our one-year anniversary, and we're going to laugh.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be a funny thing. Yep. But I didn't really anticipate doing this, but then the peanut one kind of took off, and so it's been extremely successful. A lot of growers and a lot of county agents asked for a cotton one, and so that's kind of the goal here, is to, you know, help make information more available. I know that a lot of people in the summertime are spending time on tractors and sprayers and so on, and we put out a newsletter every month during the growing season, but, you know, you can't read that while you're driving, or at least you shouldn't. So, you know, that hopefully this is something that can serve as a valuable resource for those that are not able to read the newsletter or anything like that. So you can more or less listen to what we're thinking about and seeing in the field. But there are a couple things that we're going to bring up pretty regular, I think. One of them is in the introduction. We talk about putting on, throwing off, and cutting out.
Podico.
Dr. Roberts thought that should have been the name of the podcast. It might have been a good one.
Someone said it sounded like Petco, so I think that ruined the name for me. I liked it at first.
That's probably trademarked or copyrighted or something.
Yeah.
But
it did take a long time to
name it. Oh, yeah. We went back and forth on names, and we thought we had one, and it got a little squirrely there. So we came up with Talking Cotton, and we just said that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. So, but putting on, throwing off, and cutting out, that's, you know, I started my job 3 years ago, and Dr. Roberts pulled me into his office, and he said, anybody can be an agronomist, he said.
A cotton agronomist.
A cotton agronomist.
Yes. Or
anybody can be a soybean agronomist, though. Anybody.
Cotton agronomist.
So anybody can be a cotton agronomist, and there's really just three things you need to know. Dr. Roberts, what are those things?
Putting on.
Uh-huh.
Throwing off.
Sure.
And cutting out. And actually, it's very true. If you understand those and you can mediate or mitigate problems associated with any three of those, you're a pretty strong agronomist.
Mm-hmm. So seeing those three things, figuring out what they are, what causes them,
yep,
and potentially trying to fix a problem using those three phrases, I guess. If you're throwing off, you got to know what's causing it.
That's
and try to fix that problem.
That's right.
You start fruiting up, you know, you got to keep that and preserve it 80%, preferably.
100%.
Okay. Well, hold up.
100%, we need 80%.
100%, we need 80% of the fruit at first bloom. Okay. And then cutting out, you know, that's an important thing, too. It helps us make a lot of management decisions and things like that. But pretty much when you're blooming out the top, you're cutting out, and it's over. You're just kind of waiting. And so kind of finishing out that crop. But that's one thing that we're going to talk a lot about. And
I think with this, just all comes in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, as you learn cotton and learn cotton plants, knowing what to expect and recognizing when something's wrong as early as possible, that's when we do have a time to maybe take some corrective measures for whatever reason that could be. But we want to put on a lot and throw off a little.
Mm-hmm. And cut out at the right time.
Cut out at the right time.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
It really is. It really is pretty simple, and it's really easy for us to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a little more difficult to get out in the field and do it.
It takes a lot of work.
It does take a lot of work.
It does. And, I mean, cotton's one of the more complicated crops we grow in the country, but especially as agronomic crops go. But another thing that you'll probably hear us say from time to time, I'm not sure, but me and Dr. Roberts, we spend a lot of time in the truck together, and one thing we'll tell each other is call me when you pick it. And that was another potential name for the podcast, but it was a little long. But that's a way, if you hear us say that, we're calling BS on somebody. Say, call me when you pick it.
Call me when you pick it.
So if somebody comes to me and says, hey, you know, I think this or whatever, or my product's going to do this or whatever, I'm not going, I may not tell them straight to their face, but I might be sitting there thinking, I say, all right, call me when you pick that. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's something we joke around a little bit, and we, you know, if some, like, especially if Bob comes in here and says something, we'll say, all right, call me when you pick it. What else, Dr. Roberts, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, one of the things we want to talk about, what people want to hear.
Yep. That's true.
So, as you mentioned earlier, we do put out a, Cotton Team does put out a newsletter. We've got county agents in every county that grows cotton. You know, if you have thoughts and ideas of some topics for us to discuss, you know, get with your county agent and let us know. Again, your county agent is a great resource for a lot of different information for all crops. I mean, we're all cotton here, but mm-hmm. I just want to encourage you to help guide us into where this cotton podcast goes.
Yeah, because if we don't hear from county agents that you guys want to hear something specific, then we're just going to tell you what we think you want to hear or need to hear.
We might talk about making sausage.
Hey. And it turned out pretty good. I put it in some gumbo the other night, and it was good. I'll just go on and tell you.
That's right.
But, yeah, reach out to your county agent with things that you want us to talk about. A lot of times it's just going to be seasonal type things, what's going on, what we're seeing in the field, and kind of observations that we're making, recommendations that we're giving out, phone calls that we're getting at the time from county agents. But, again, definitely want you guys to reach out to them. Something, you know, I want to do with this is kind of get county agents involved, so you'll probably hear from them from time to time on the phone. We'll keep you updated on important dates and things like that as well with respect to field days, scout schools, cotton commission related events and other things. But my hope is that you guys find this thing useful and a valuable resource for everybody that tunes in.
Yeah, just another thing. So Cotton Team does have a website, ugacotton.com.
Yep.
And so that's a good resource, not only for, you know, finding our newsletter. You can sign up for an email list, but we'll have a link for the podcast on that website. Mm-hmm. So if you have any buddies, friends that you'd like to share this podcast with, you know, it's pretty easy to remember, ugacotton.com.
That was another potential name for the podcast, ugacotton.com podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
So that was a lot of this stuff's coming full circle after 3 months of talking about the name of the podcast. So,
Miss Yates, Miss Hobby.
Oh, beneficial insects. There's a ladybug in the podcast room.
No, you had a spider.
Ladybugs in the building.
Still a beneficial spider. Insect.
Yeah, it is beneficial. That's
not
a good
an
thing.
Insect.
It's an arachnid.
An arachnid.
It's an arthropod.
Come on. For real?
Yes.
What about arachnid? What's an arachnid?
It is an arachnid.
Okay, all right. So I was right.
No, you weren't wrong.
Okay, all right.
We're just a level above you.
I said arachnid. What you talking about, man? Act like I don't know nothing about bugs. So, all right. Glad to have, I guess, the first kind of pseudo episode out of the way. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, subscribe and like and share the podcast with a bunch of people.
Where can we find the podcast?
Hey, you can find it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Yeah. Right, Maggie?
Yeah.
Apple, Spotify, the whole deal. Everybody. Also,
no
you
one
can
is
find
left
a,
out.
You can find a link at ugacotton.com. Mm-hmm. That is the Cotton Team website, along with other useful resources there as well. But glad to be starting this effort, and you know, like I said, hope that everybody finds it resourceful. Again, want to thank Dr. Roberts for being here with us, the first inaugural episode of the Talking Cotton podcast, and of course I always want to thank Miss Sarah Hobby and Miss Maggie Yates for their expertise as well, and kind of keeping us on track here and making sure that the thing gets out on time and gets posted where it needs to be so that everybody can listen to it. Thank y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode of Talking Cotton with the UGA Cotton Team. If you have any questions about anything we talked about today, or if there's anything you'd like for us to talk about in the future, please contact your local UGA County Extension agent. And as always, you can find us on all major podcast platforms. Be sure to like, share with your friends, and subscribe so you can stay up to date.